Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now back to Softy and Dick on 950 KJR AM. Also at 95.7 KJR FM HD2. Free on the iHeartRadio app. Play 950 KJR on your smart speakers. And streaming at SportsRadioKJR.com.
Now, maybe our next guest from The Athletic, courtesy of Frost Brewed Coors Light, can answer this next question. Why is tonight's first pitch of the World Series at 5:11 p.m., not 5:12 or 5:10? So, you guys remember like TBS back in the day? Braves Reds at 6:04 tonight. Corey Brock, why 5:11 for a first pitch time? Any idea?
They drew it out of a hat. I don't know. I just assume everything's dictated by television, right? That's where the money's at.
Yeah, maybe the sun is shining in a particular spot at 5:11. Who knows? But Corey Brock is with us on the radio show. It's been a long time. We appreciate you jumping back on the radio show, my friend. And before we talk about the Mariners, how about a quick take on the way this postseason has gone with the bubble format in the second, third rounds, the World Series happening in Texas? They will allow some fans there at the stadium. I assume a bunch of Dodger fans will flood that place tonight for game one. What do you make of this format, man?
I think it's been great. And, you know, the quality of baseball and the entertainment value with these games, especially Softy, that last round with the championship series was really good. And some really fun storylines. You know, everyone just, you know, hoping and praying the Astros don't get in there and they pick themselves off the mat and show that they still have something left, and the Dodgers ending up probably where everybody thought they would end up. But no, it's been a fun series, and it goes to show again, the bubble format does work. It's worked in several sports now, and I'm glad they've been able to maintain that and get all these games in.
Third time in 4 years the Dodgers haven't got a chance to win it yet. Is this the year? Why is this year different from LA than the prior two times?
I mean, every time I look at the lineup, Dick, and look at the rotation and the guys that could run out there late in the game, I feel like I've been saying that, though, right, for the last 4 years, that, man, this is a all-star team. I think the Mookie Betts addition really kind of puts them over the top as to where they've been in years past. And, you know, the pitching's good, but I think he is so dynamic, especially, you know, we talk so much about what he does offensively, but, man, how many runs did he save them with catches in the postseason so far? So I think the Mookie factor, I think, puts them over the top, and that allows them to win this year.
Well, Corey Brock is with us. The Mariners obviously are done, as they always are. They will embark on a franchise record 20th consecutive year next year without a playoff berth. The old line from Dave Niehaus, obviously back in the day, in 1995, 19 long years of frustrations over. Well, we just had 19. Now we're going into year 20 next season. So how close are they to actually breaking that streak next season in your mind?
Hey, real quick, I'm going to ask you guys a quick question. Who made the last out for the Mariners in their last playoff game?
That would have been against the Yankees in 2001. Yep. The last out. Who made the last out for, like, or who recorded the last out?
Like, who was it back?
No, who offensive player for the Mariners who made the last out to end the series?
Ichiro Suzuki.
Brett Boone.
No, Dick?
Brett Boone.
Mike Cameron.
You know what that is? That is minutia right there, boy.
Well, it's also just rubs it in, right? Okay. It just rubs in the fact of how long it's been.
Yeah, you know what? How much do you suck? A lot. That's how much. Jeez.
Guys, Mike Cameron's son was in the big leagues this year.
Great. Well, Dick has two kids, and neither one have ever seen a Mariner playoff game, so there you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Are they closer?
I think, to answer your question, they are getting closer. I thought this, you know, that 60-game whatever we want to call it, season, sprint was actually pretty good to them. And we saw enough growth from enough guys to kind of lead you to believe that they are on the right track. Now, it's incumbent upon them not to just continue to bring up these prospects, but they have to go out and they got to fill some holes here. I mean, they had the third worst bullpen in the major leagues this year, so they got to tidy some things up there, maybe get a starter, and then hope that when Jared Kelnick and Logan Gilbert come up, they could perform and hit the ground running. But I think things are trending upward, but certainly no guarantees that this team's going to get back to the playoffs anytime soon.
What was your biggest pleasant surprise based upon your preseason expectations, and what was your biggest disappointment?
Wow. I would say, okay, disappointments. Shed Long, I thought maybe there might be a little something there, even though I thought maybe he was a utility guy all along. That was disappointing. Justice Sheffield, for me, Dick, really took a big step forward this year. I mean, we saw some glimpses of some good things last year. Remember, he came up and they had to send him back down. He ended up back down in Double A, but looked like a different pitcher. Confidence level was a little different. Pitch mix was really, really good. You know, he's going to get some American League Rookie of the Year votes. He's not going to win it, nor should he. But, you know, for me, I thought that was a huge step forward. And, you know, the Kyle Lewis thing, yeah. You know, I saw enough good things last September to kind of lead me to believe that he was going to be good, but maybe not quite this good. So that was a pleasant surprise. But, yeah, I think all by and large, even with Evan White, a guy that struggled with a ton of strikeouts, right, and struggled with the batting average, I think you could see enough things in terms of his defense and the exit velocity with the bat to lead you to believe that he's going to be better.
Yeah, but the time is ticking on him. I mean, if he comes out of the gates next April and we're sitting there on the 15th of May and he's hitting .180, he's going down, right, at some point.
Well, now that was a conundrum this year, right? Softy, didn't we talk about that? If there was a minor league season and he got off to the start that he got off to and there was somewhere for you to send him to get regular at-bats, maybe, I shouldn't say get his confidence up, but maybe just kind of work some things out, maybe they would have done that. But, you know, they stuck with him. He got a little better. Then he regressed a little bit. I still think there's a good player there. And, you know, that big contract he got, again, is kind of small peanuts in terms of the money they're handing out across the game. So, yeah, they need to see more out of him. They need to see more out of a lot of guys.
Don't shortchange yourself on the Kyle Lewis prediction. You had him picked to win the Rookie of the Year, and yeah. Sporting News just gave him Rookie of the Year, and I think Major League Baseball is going to give him Rookie of the Year too. So don't shortchange yourself. You did think he was going to be this good.
Yeah, you finally get one. You got to claim it, pal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't undersell that.
Just the one.
Corey, we were having a discussion. The last time we talked Mariner baseball on this show, which was like July, but we were having a discussion about how many starters are on the roster right now that you see are legitimate starting pitchers in Major League Baseball that this team can utilize next year. What's that number?
Let's go through it. Okay. Let's go Marco Gonzalez. I mean, I think you'd go to war with him any day, yep. Especially what we saw this past year. Fabulous. Yusei Kikuchi, get past the ERA and a lot of the peripheral numbers, secondary numbers were a lot better than they were last year. I think he's going to be fine. Justice Sheffield, as we mentioned, I thought he took a huge step forward. The rest of it, who am I forgetting here? Justin Dunn, I'm not sure he's going to stick in the rotation. We're going to see Logan Gilbert mm-hmm. At some point, probably in April. Yeah. They have to go out and get a starter, right? And I don't know if that's going to be Trevor Bauer. I kind of doubt it. It's going to be kind of a guy to kind of fill some innings, especially if you're going to stick with this six-man rotation, which they were really firm believers in this year. So, yeah, they need some starting help, and they certainly need a lot of help in the back end of the bullpen.
What about Yusei? I mean, I don't know. I've been pretty disappointed in him. He's going to be 30 next June, and he's like,
Yeah, no, and that's fair. That's totally fair, especially when you look at his numbers. That ERA is still north of 5. But, you know, I give him a pass last year. A lot of things going on in his life. His dad died. He became a dad, you know, assimilating himself to the big leagues for the first time. I think if you look past the ERA this year and you look at some numbers, the velocity was up. The pitch mix was a lot sharper, a lot better. Ton of ground balls. I just think, you know, I don't know if he necessarily turned a corner. Or maybe we still, what do we say, Dick? And like just over 40 starts now in his big league career. Mm-hmm. You know, what he's going to be, I don't know. But I do know that the bill starts to jump up here quite a bit the further we move into that contract. Yeah. So ultimately, they're going to have to make a decision there.
That's actually 41 starts.
41 yards!
For him lifetime. Corey Brock, you're the man. We've missed you. Let's do it again soon. Appreciate
Thanks,
this. And stay safe, pal. Thank you, buddy.
All right, take care, guys.
You bet. Corey Brock with us on the radio show, 3:55. Change is blowing in Miami. We'll explain in the update next on Sophie and Dick.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.